Welcome to the MISA group meditation on Zoom. My name is Cleve McIntosh. I'm a GP and a homeopath, and I teach mindfulness just outside the Kruger National Park in Limpopo. As we come to sit together this morning, connecting with the body in which you are sitting today. Just noticing how that body makes connection with the chair or the cushion you're sitting on, or if you're lying down, the mat, the floor. Noticing the support that comes through to your body from whatever you're lying or sitting on. And just allowing yourself to drop into that support. Noticing the sensations where your body makes contact. The textures, the temperature, the pressure. Opening to whatever sensations are here. And giving yourself permission just to be supported. Allowing your body to soften where there's areas of bracing or tightness. Any holding on. And then smilingly bringing your attention to your breath. This breath that is yours this morning. This breath that gives you life. Without needing any reminding. And just noticing how this breath is arising within you this morning. Observing it flowing in and out of your body. Noticing its rhythm, its depth. Any other qualities that are different today from yesterday? Different in this moment. As best you can, being present with your breath as it is now. And seeing if you're able to bring a sense of gratitude to your body for this breath that flows in and out without any help from you. And as you connect with your body, just checking in with your posture if it's as you'd like it to be. And lengthening your spine, allowing your shoulders to soften and your arms to hang loosely at your sides. Your hands finding a place that's comfortable. Adjusting slowly and with awareness as you need to. And then coming back to the gift of your breath. It's noticing the flow of your breath. Imagine that you're standing on a beach in the shallow waters and the waves just come in and go out. The water flowing up and down the beach against your feet and ankles. And in the same way, just dropping into the rhythm of your breath as it moves in. And then indiscernibly flows out again. Just attending to this flow as best you can. Allowing its rhythms just to comfort you and hold you. Giving you permission to let go of all the things you don't need to be holding on to. All the things that happen that care for you without you needing to make any effort. Each breath a reminder of life's kindness and gentleness. Each time your thoughts wander as they will, just accepting the warm invitation of your breath to come back. Like a loving parent or an old friend who says, come back, come and eat with me. Come and sit a while. Come and share this time, just being. Your breath inviting you back to yourself. And as you sit here, just checking in with your posture, the posture of your body, if it's as you'd like it to be. If it's supporting your intention. And checking in also with the posture of your heart. Bringing a kindness to your practice today. Sometimes we can unconsciously slip into efforting, pushing ourselves to have particular thoughts and not have other thoughts. See if you can bring in a generosity, just an allowing, a welcoming of whatever's here, a letting go, a letting be. And in that allowing, coming back again and again to your breath. As your thoughts wander from time to time, seeing each as an opportunity to bring the kindness to yourself, the same kindness that is shown you in the gift of your breath. It's an opportunity to practice that kindness, welcoming whatever's here over and over again. And embodying that kindness, perhaps by checking in with your facial expression, just noticing that. And as you sit to lie grounded in your body and in your breathing, seeing if you're able to expand your awareness to include sounds. Opening to whatever sounds make their way to your ears. Without going out looking for sounds, just welcoming whatever's here. Both the silence between the sounds, as well as the prominent and more subtle sounds. And seeing if you can bring your attention to the raw texture of the sounds themselves, the volume, the frequency, any other qualities of the sound that you notice. Coming to these when you notice your thoughts being carried away by the story of the sounds, or you notice the labeling of sounds being good or bad, sounds you like or dislike. Just coming back to rest in the sounds themselves, as if hearing them like a piece of music you've never heard before. No associations, just a fresh experience. Just noticing how sounds come and go, that they arise, sometimes staying for a while, and sometimes passing more quickly. And if you find yourself carried away by the stream of thoughts around sounds, by telling yourself a story or memories or plans, just just regrounding in your body as you sit or lie here, reconnecting with your breath as you need to. Expanding to the raw experience of the sounds themselves when you feel ready to. And then expanding your awareness from your body, sitting here or lying here, breathing, surrounded by the sounds in your environment, to your thoughts. Just noticing what thoughts are coming and going. Noticing your responses to the thoughts. Some thoughts are more pleasant, you tend to hold on to them. And others we dislike, want to move them on. And just like you did with the sounds, allowing the thoughts to come and go in their own time. And seeing if you can bring the same openness to your thoughts that you brought to sounds. As best you can, letting go of a sense of ownership of the thoughts, sense of responsibility. The thoughts are no more a reflection of who you are than the sounds were. They just are. And allowing them to pass in just the same way as the sounds. And I'm going to end with a paragraph from a book by Michael Singer. There is nothing more important to true growth than realizing that you are not the voice of the mind. You are the one who hears it. If you don't understand this, you will try to figure out which of the many things the voice says is really you. People go through so many changes in the name of trying to find myself. They want to discover which of these voices, which of these aspects of their personality is who they really are. The answer is simple. None of them.